I mean, when people talk about Farr, they say he was a ploughing champion. Well, he wasn't really. I mean, he won prizes ploughing, but he's never what I would call a champion plougher any more than I was. But we liked to win the team prizes, that was our ambition. And the charity's ploughing match, I hear. If a team was a bit racy, you can't play or not match play with a team like that. They've got to be steady, draw the player nice and steady. When we first started sort of going to the playing matches, they used to have a dinner in the evening, and the prizes and rosettes and that are all sort of used to be a long day, because we used when the playing match is on. We worked all the weekend because it's all on a Monday. And the horse's feet were draggled up, had to walk home again. Then we had the dinner in the evening, so we had quite a full day. A lot of spectators too, interested people, yeah. Well, the charity playing match was renowned. It really was. I mean, you start off with setting a ridge up, if you know what I mean. You open two furrows, make a bit of a hole, and then you put them back again, and then you go around it. We used to have to have two ridges. You have a plot, it sticks up, and you'd have a ridge down, you'd have to open the ridge down, and you'd have to show so many furrows. As they called it. Pretty well all the playing matches that then they play up to the next person's ridge. So they only actually set one ridge. They also the playing matches today, they have a very short. Beacon, because we used to put a stick up the other end when we went down the first time, and we had to draw down with the one stick. Well, now they'll have sticks all the way, and they'll keep taking. I say they only do a short bit nowadays. 100 yards, and it was over such a big area. It's very difficult to say how many people were there. There's also several tractor classes as well. I think the players they used in those days. Because they had a terribly long turner, the field is long, it turns the furrow over, don't they? If you went faster, you chucked it there. Well, some farmers like to get hold of someone who got a reputation. Oh yes, yeah. In the ramshackle little old book, you know, and bits of paper. And when I was about 12, he got me to write them all out, you know. I don't, like I say, I don't know whether there was any truth in it, really. I think it was, you know, they wouldn't show another horseman it, no way. There was a pinch of this and a ounce of that, and oh yeah, like I say, that no way they'd show another horse keeper their book or tell him what to do, really. There was one, something about going down a drain the middle of the night or something. I can't tell you. Yeah, Bob Peacock was, he was supposed to went down there with Bob from Scotland. I don't know what conclusions they come to. So no, the only thing I remember, draw the sugar beet crooked. Yes, I've heard tales of where a horseman sees somebody go in the chemist to get something, and he'd go in after and say, I'd like the same as that Mr. So-and-so had, you know.